Multi-ethnic ministry is a buzzword these days and a sincere desire of many evangelical churches. But too often, the conversations about multi-ethnic or multicultural church are led by and on the terms of white evangelicals. Steve Chang, senior pastor of the largely Asian-American Living Hope Community Church in Brea, California, has observed this. "I think oftentimes multiculturalism is proclaimed as the goal, but often from a white evangelical perspective," he told me. "This is what it is. You come to my culture." It is white culture that they want non-whites to come and acculturate themselves into, and often they don't realize this is what they're doing. One way this is manifested is in the tokenism of bringing non-white speakers to white evangelical conferences and giving them the platform to speak, usually only about diversity, but having every other aspect of the conference tailored to the white evangelical culture. Another manifestation is in the well-intentioned but problematic posture of being colorblind. To downplay racial, ethnic, or cultural differences is to downplay the beauty of the diversity of God's image bearers and provides an excuse for not leaning into the discomfort of cross-cultural worship and discipleship. 3. Create a culture of listening, humility, and open conversation. I often get anxious when I talk to my non-white friends about issues of race. I fear I will say the wrong thing. I worry that I won't be able to just listen without interjecting or white-splaining. Meanwhile, many people of color, particularly those in predominantly white settings, have anxieties about being ostracized or having their painful experiences invalidated. My friend Philip, who works with me at Biola and is one of a few black members at Southlands, says that in diverse communities, it is important not to establish a culture of guilt, but instead one of humility and forgiveness in Christ. Often, cross-cultural conversations go wrong because we respond out of injured pride when we should be responding to injured people, he says. We also need to recognize that every flaw or imperfection is not an indictment of racism or bigotry, he says. It's just fallenness, and we're all guilty, he says. One of the responsibilities of those of us who are not white is to set an atmosphere where our white brothers and sisters can process these things without fear of being cast as a hateful bigot. At the same time, one of the responsibilities of those of us who are white is to set an atmosphere where the unspoken rule of "do this on my terms or not at all" is nullified. If diversity is going to work, churches need to cultivate an atmosphere of humility and confession, and repentance and transparency. Whatever their age, class, gender, or race, people in churches should be free to speak openly to one another about their differences. Everyone should feel heard, surrounded by grace, and united in the cross's call to humility and sacrificial love. 4. Acknowledge privilege and power differentials. I sometimes grow weary of the term privilege. Yes, I am a white man who grew up in a stable middle-class family, and I've had many opportunities and advantages.